Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and it's time to dude up with our friend, the co-founder of Dude Wipes, the amazing Ryan Megan. Welcome to the Playbook.
Thank you so much for having me. Glad to be here.
So good to have you here. You know, I'm always looking for companies that get marketing. If you understand marketing, you understand the nature of marketing is not only to get people to buy from you, but to sell for you for life. And when I think about Dude Wipes and the creativity and the frequency that you created with a very good practical product, but by using the correct frequency and distribution points, you were able to get a ton of people. I think you guys are over $1 billion now, a ton of people to buy from you. But what makes it more impressive is to get people to sell for you. I think you guys started out of the back of a car.
That's right.
Easy to look backwards. But I know that a lot of people, when they're selling like Phil Knight out of the back of his car in Bauman, you know, there's no evidence that you'll ever be a billion-dollar company. In fact, all evidence every day when you open your trunk is that you're never going to get to where you want to be. So I love to understand the mindset with you guys. You know, when there was no evidence that you're going to be over $1 billion company, what were some of the things you would tell yourself or the mindset that you had to get to where you are today?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, out of the gates, we felt really strongly about the brand we created, you know, with Dude Wipes and the humor we leaned into, the authenticity. And even when we were selling out of the apartment and the trunks of our car, we would bring Dude Wipes into bars and restaurants and festivals and whatnot. And we would just hand them off, you know, brief conversation. But then we'd peek back over at that crowd of people and they're passing the product around. They're laughing, they're joking, they're, you know, fully engaged. And so that emotional engagement that we saw, even from an early age when, you know, we probably shouldn't have believed that this was going to go anywhere, you know, that really kept us going in the early years when we didn't have any distribution, we didn't have any money or funding. We just kept at it and, you know, kept pounding the pavement, and slowly but surely we were able to build that, that audience.
And you used two strategies, which we had developed and assisted for years. I ran Lee Steinberg, the most notable sports agency, and then Sports One Marketing with Warren Moon having the global sports marketing company. And we had a difficult time explaining the right way to engage sports and athletes with endorsements. A lot of people, especially in social media, thought if I just get Kim Kardashian to say use Dude Wipes that everything will be okay. You know, the same philosophy with a lot of people. If you just get on Dave Meltzer's podcast, you know, you're going to be famous. Yeah. Or Gary Vee or Ed Milet. It doesn't work that way.
No.
But you have to have a frequency, but you have to understand, I think you guys call it newsjacking.
That's right.
And how to incorporate this. Give us an idea how you were creative through newsjacking and being able to utilize marketing in the correct manner.
Yeah, we would newsjack and we'd also expand on that. We call that lightning strike. So, you know, we'd use those opportunities where, you know, bathroom humor or someone, you know, somebody in sports or a celebrity pooping their pants would become a big story. And we would get on it right away. We'd send them product. We get in touch with their people or them directly and say, hey, you know, would you be willing to post about this and have some fun with it? You know, not take yourself too seriously. And or we pay them a small fee. And so a lot of times we're lucky that they would, you know, whether it was a MMA person, you know, pooping their pants during a match, or, you know, we had a reliever for the Arizona Diamondbacks back in the day, Archie Bradley. And they all, you know, were receptive to that idea, went on their socials, and then that turned into Earn Media. And so that was kind of the days when we had shoestring budgets that we created some, you know, buzz about the product and really started creating that blueprint of that we were going to own bathroom humor and own all of that talk moving forward. And that humor and authenticity is what shined through. And, you know, as big as we've been lucky enough to grow to today, we haven't lost that grittiness. You know, we still are all over those topics and do that. We just have a bigger budget now, but that was kind of the early ways that we, we're able to make some noise for ourselves and, you know, create that awareness that, you know, you need to, like you said, hit people and strike them and pique their curiosity. And then, you know, slowly but surely have a few more touch points with them in different areas, whether it's, you know, from a paid media landscape or, you know, partnerships and sampling or whatnot.
Yeah, it's really funny. Inspired by what you guys do and the humor that you have, believe it or not, my wife created a text group called the Poop Group, and a bunch of middle-aged people telling stories how they've rushed in and the close calls and the yep. missed calls, and you know, yep. I got all types of people in there. And I was thinking, I'm like a co-sponsor of Dude Wipes already.
Love that.
People have taken their own stories on the Poop Group.
We call those situations when you get yourself into a situation.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I'll have to let her know as well. So she's going to be jealous that I had this today. humor. You know, I have two quotes I want to talk to you about. One is, you're either humble or you're about to be. And, you know, I can see that with all the leaders in your organization, there's a great amount of humility that leads to the vulnerability that's necessary. Because in the end, people all face this situation and need your product. And it's only their own ego that creates some sort of resistance of embarrassment or you know, the need to defend themselves. So how important was the humility and transparency in your strategy?
Yeah, I think, you know, just in terms of from a straight business perspective, you know, and trying to build the business, you know, from scratch as a lean startup, you know, you're humbled every day, you know, by the challenge and, you know, constantly hearing no, especially in the early days, or that's a stupid idea, guys will never use that, so on and so forth. So, you know, when we started piling up wins, we also never forgot those no's, you know, and that's what kept us humble, you know, as we've grown. But from, you know, a consumer standpoint, you know, we have turned a lot of people around into customers that originally said no, then got in a situation where they needed us and somehow someone else had one on them. And they've come back and humbly said, you guys were right. And I can't believe I've only been using toilet paper my entire life. This is the best clean I've ever had. And I'm using Dude Wipes, you know, for life.
Yeah, it is amazing. Now, I'm just curious to that end as well. How many women use Dude Wipes?
Our usage is actually 50-50.
Yeah. I thought that would be interesting where I know I work with so many beer companies over the years and people didn't realize that about 80% of all beers bought by women, it's because they go to the grocery and buy the beer and get it for the tailgates.
Ours is like 70-30. Yep. 70-30 women are buyers and then 50-50 on usage. So spot on.
It's amazing how the brand itself, although, you know, very masculine brand, does not deter women from using it, because I think if anything, that's what shows the quality of the actual product beyond the humor, beyond the situations and all the poop groups out there that are fans of yours, like me and my wife. In the end, if the product didn't work so well, it wouldn't work because people would stop buying from you and selling for you. And you would become more intellectual entertainment or marketing entertainment than an actual company. And so what are some of the aspects that you think has made Dude Wipes the quality product that it is?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people think we just fell out of bed one day and we're like, oh, let's just slap Dude on a, you know, on a package, and it's really a baby wipe. Well, first of all, it's not a baby wipe because baby wipes aren't flushable. They have plastic in them. A lot of people don't realize that Dude Wipes are fully flushable. We've always taken the product side very seriously. We wanted to create a really high quality, durable, yet flushable, you know, dispersible product that cleans really well. It's extra large, so, you know, you're not going to have any issues while wiping and getting things on your hands that you don't want. And from a, you know, environmental aspect, we've always, you know, wanted to have the greenest product, you know, you could have on the market. So we have a really good manufacturing partner that's, you know, we've had since day one, and we've always worked together and strived with them to be on the cutting edge of the next, wave of technology to keep improving the product, have a great product, like you said, that works. And I think that's really a testament to the success, to your point, is that not only do we have that fun brand, but then when people actually try the product, they're like really surprised that it's like, oh, this is, you know, this is a fantastic product that actually works. So I think that combination has really, you know, given us the trajectory that we've been on.
Yeah. And the other quote, to get back to, I had two quotes. The one was from Shakespeare, which I think has been really beneficial to you guys, which is the whole world is your stage. You know, with the campaigns that you've run and the newsjacking strategies and utilizing sports and the vulnerability and humility that's involved in your marketing campaigns, I like to call it essence, not authenticity, because there's a true essence that you have. The amplification of the exponential growth, as you guys are over a $1 billion company now, you know, how important is it that you're addressing the entire world with, you have access to all this, the whole world is your stage. So you have access to all the situations and the poop groups out there where, you know, when you started, you had to be very particular and you didn't have as much access. You had to actually reach out to people and probably create these situations.
Yeah, totally. You know, we're dealing with a lot bigger and better budget now than we were back in the day. We had to create those opportunities for ourselves. And again, we haven't lost that grittiness, but now we're dealing and on a bigger stage. And I think the consistency of how we've operated and the things that we've done with the stunts, the newsjacking, owning bathroom humor, you know, we've been able to become notorious for that, and people kind of expect that out of us. And like, oh, of course Dude Wipes is the sponsor of the Eagles Tush Push, of course Dude Wipes is sponsoring the Cleveland Browns, you know, like, and owning all of those things is now areas that we just pounce on, and it's kind of a no-brainer. So it's really created that awareness for, you know, new people. And then also, you know, the folks that love and are already engaged in us, it keeps them, you know, fully into the brand and, you know, following along with us and, you know, continuing on as customers. So, you know, and especially with some of those sports sponsorships, right? Like, you know, we would never, you know, just go out and seek a sponsorship with, say, like the Denver Broncos. No disrespect to the Broncos, but like what we want to do is tie in who we are and our overarching message to get the attention of a national audience. So using the Tush Push, which is, you know, known by every casual football fan in the country, you know, we weren't just trying to own Philadelphia. Yes, we're going to get, you know, a lot of attention in Philadelphia, but the, you know, the goal was to make some virality because of combining Tush Push with our brand. And then that becomes a national story. And of course it went viral. We've gone viral with the Browns several times. You know, Auburn University football, they have the tradition of Toomer's Corner and throwing toilet paper at the trees. So, you know, we came up with a campaign called Toilet Papers, TPs for the Trees. And then like, you know, Dude Wipes, you know, is a better clean, you know, basically, you know, toss away your TP and pick up some Dude Wipes. So that's like a well-known national, you know, Auburn tradition, but it's known nationally. So again, taking things that, you know, may look like we're going after one market, we're really not. We're taking that and using that as to catapult our message to a national brand because we know it's going to go viral.
That's so good. We'll let Ford sponsor the Bronco. It makes more sense for the
there you go. Exactly.
For the Broncos. And definitely, I will tell you that one of my favorite lines is I'm from Akron, Ohio. I represent the Pro Football Hall of Fame for years. So I always would tell people I'm taking the Browns to the Super Bowl. And I hope it's not a blowout, but I bring my Dude Wipes while I do it. And one of the ideas that I've had, I'm going to talk to my wife, but we're going to approach her. I think she should have a new show called The Situation Room and have Dude Wipes sponsored and bring all of these stupid idiots on the poop group in there to tell their poop group stories.
Absolutely. And,
I love The Situation Room. You can go ahead and steal it, but I'm going to have my wife reach out. That's amazing. I think in its essence, you know, more people need not to take themselves so seriously and realize there is a difference between being serious and being focused. And you and your partners have all been extremely intelligent and extremely intentional and extremely focused, but it doesn't seem like ever too serious, which is a great harmonized combination of being a great entrepreneur as well as being patient here over, gosh, it's been probably 15 years, I think, since you guys probably started, and over $1 billion. Yep. Another overnight success, if you're not familiar with Dude Wipes. 100% of the people on earth should use Dude Wipes. What a great mark. It's like being a coach and being mommy issue is your expertise. Everybody's your client. Everybody is a Dude Wipe client, and they do such a great job providing a high quality product, which is why so many people buy from them and sell for them for life. I'm honored to have such a great entrepreneur, Ryan Megan, on the playbook. Ryan, please promise me you'll come back. We'd love to have you on the shows. Thank you so much for everything that you do. You are a testament to how I love doing business, and it's so fun to collaborate with you as well. We'll see you soon, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, David. Take care.
This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.